You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. This is your host, Fun Strong, new last name, and it's a cool Saturday morning here in Mississippi. I'm talking about the perfect kind of morning, the perfect kind of breeze for that front porch coffee time with Jesus, that coffee devotional time. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I didn't get a chance to do that this morning, but I'm just saying, it's the perfect kind of morning for that. You know, the more time we spend with God, the more we get to see just how sinful we are and thank Him for sending Jesus Christ to save us. So let's jump right into this Saturday morning's episode and see what the Holy Spirit said to me in my conversation with Him this morning. In today's scriptural Bible study, y'all, can you believe it? We are almost to the end with our study of Proverbs. Like, we are literally on Proverbs chapter 30. What? Y'all, we have gone 30 days reading the book of Proverbs, not just reading it, studying it, and not just studying it, applying it to our lives. Okay? We are on a roll like Cottonelle. All right? We on a roll with our Bible study, and I'm so thankful that y'all are rocking with me each and every day on the Bible study, because if you like me, you always had this thing like, man, I wish I could read my Bible more. I should read my Bible more. Ooh, Lord, help me to just make time to read my Bible more. Now, we doing it. We doing it during our prayer time, and then we breaking it down on the podcast. What? Yeah, I'm thankful for that. So, this chapter, though, Proverbs 30, everybody know Proverbs 31. Like, it's so funny that we not even going to get to do Proverbs 31 because it's on Sunday and, you know, don't really do the podcast on Sunday, but y'all already know I'm a Proverbs 31 kind of woman. So let me just go and put that out there since we not going to have a podcast tomorrow. But Proverbs 30 is not really a chapter that I don't even know that I've ever read it before today. And it was kind of odd to me. You know, when I read it, I was like, wait, what? First of all, who is Agur? Okay, because at the header of my Bible, it says the words of Agur. And I'm like, wait, Solomon been talking this whole time. And now, who is Agur? But I'm so thankful, y'all, for the Dr. Tony Evans study notes for putting me up on game this morning, because he really put this chapter into perspective for me, because while it seemed out of place to me, Dr. Evans writes that the inclusion of Agur's words in chapter 30 and King Lemuel's words in chapter 31, which, like I said, we are familiar with chapter 31, especially the part about the wife of a noble character, you know, the wife part, the Proverbs 31 woman. But Dr. Evans says that chapter 30 about Agur's words is an example of the way the Holy Spirit totally oversaw and superintended the inspiration of Scripture. Because Agur opens up the chapter calling himself stupid and saying how he hadn't gained any wisdom. I mean, he is really down on himself with his words. And he starts asking all these questions about God, like, who is the one who has gone up to the heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his hand? Who has bound up the waters in a cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is the name of his son, if you know? But y'all, verse 5 and 6 answers Agur's questions, right? Agur, I don't know how you say it, A-G-U-R. Verses 5 and 6 is where I want to kind of land on today, because 5 and 6 really, you know, set the tone. Okay. 5 says, everything God says is true, and it's a shield for all who come to him for safety. Don't change what God has said. He will correct you and show that you are a liar. That's the CEV translation. That's Proverbs 30:5-6. Everything God says is true. Now, Dr. Evans' study notes for those verses say, God has weighed and examined every word of the Bible to get just the ones he wanted. Our job is to believe and obey his word, not to put our own words on par with his words. That's what Dr. Evans said. And that really broke it down for me. It's like, God has weighed everything we read in the Bible is God breathed. Everything we read in the Bible, God weighed it and examined every single word of the Bible. And the ones that are in there are the ones he wanted to be in there. Now, a few other study note verses stood out to me in this chapter. And y'all notice I said study note verses because it really took the study notes for me to get an understanding in my Bible study this morning. So I'm so thankful for the study notes, which I totally believe the Holy Spirit used Dr. Evans to help me understand this particular chapter. For verses 11 through 14, it talks about this generation that could easily describe the young people of today. And no, I'm not talking about all young people because not all young people are the same. But the verses say there is this generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother, a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its filth. They devour the oppressed and the needy. And to be honest, when I was reading that, I'm like, yeah, that is a lot of young people today that are selfish. I mean, they don't have anybody to teach them the right way to go, and they end up in the streets, oftentimes dead or in jail. And Dr. Evans writes that kids need their fathers, but not just any kind of father. They need kingdom-minded men, kingdom-minded fathers, kingdom fathers, men who make it a priority to spend time with their children, and not just spend time with them, taking them to the trampoline park or nothing, but to teach them, spend time with them, teaching them the ways of the Lord, to discipline them with love and model godliness. Y'all, I couldn't agree more. Listen. Kingdom-minded men, kids need kingdom-minded fathers. Fathers that are going to teach them the ways of the Lord, discipline them with love, and model godliness. Y'all, in this whole entire Bible study for Proverbs, we've been learning of how to parent. But I think this one really, really, really does just, you know, set the tone, especially for the men. So men, listen, you a daddy, you got some kids out there. As a kingdom-minded man, you want to be a kingdom-minded man, you're going to make it a priority, first of all, to spend time with your children. Your children are going to come at top priority on your day for your schedule. Your kids are going to be a top priority. You're going to teach them the ways of the Lord. How do you teach them the ways of the Lord? You got to know the ways of the Lord yourself before you can teach your children. So you got to get in the word. And then you got to discipline them with love. Don't just be whooping kids out here and then, you know, you're not teaching them the right things to do as according to the word of God. And then you got to model godliness. Come on, y'all. Man, you got to model godliness. Like, it's so many kids out here today that need that. They need those kingdom-minded men to model godliness. And finally, the four things on earth. Here's another set of verses that really stood out to me in chapter 30, that there are four things on earth that are small yet extremely wise. These four small things on earth that are wise include ants, hyraxes, locusts, and a lizard, or the lizards, right? They show us, these four small things show us that size and power doesn't matter. I know y'all like size matters. I'm reading in the word. It don't. Size does not matter, y'all. Okay, I'm telling y'all what the words say. But the same thing goes for us too. They show us that size and power doesn't matter. But our size and power are totally irrelevant. Why? Because God is immense and can accomplish mind-blowing things through us. Yeah, I did not miss that connection about size doesn't matter and mind-blowing things, because with God, he is immense. When we do things God's way, you know what I'm saying? God is immense and he can accomplish mind-blowing things through us. But the key is we have to let him. All we have to do is let him. Sound just like yesterday, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like yesterday? I think I ended the podcast with, we just have to let him. That's the key, y'all. Surrendering to God. This whole thing is really centered around surrendering to God. It is wise to surrender to God. God can accomplish so much through each and every one of us, but we have to let him. We have to let him. We can't just be trying to do it on our own and then let, you know, like, oh God, sprinkle a little bit of your goodness on me while I'm trying to do this on my own. No, you got to fully surrender to God. And then he can accomplish some mind-blowing things through you. All right, y'all. That is the wrap up for this Saturday's episode of On Assignment by God. I was about to say this week because I guess it is the end of the week for the podcast, because we don't do podcasts on Sundays, not right now anyway. And I don't know, we may not even get back to that. I'm still in prayer about that. I know God wants me to do more conversational pieces with other people, and so I'm just still in prayer about that. But y'all know, if you've been listening every day this week, you already know that I'm homeschooling my kids now. No, not virtual school through the school district. I'm talking about straight up homeschooling. I'm in the homeschooling crew. You know what I'm saying? I'm in that homeschooling crew. I'm actually homeschooling my kids the Christian way, you know, through a Christian biblical worldview. They're going to be learning scripture. They are learning scripture. They're learning Latin. Man, I'm excited about it, but it's definitely... this week has been like the first week of immersion into that. And so I know it's going to take a little bit of time for all of us to kind of get used to it, but I know it's definitely worth it. And I know that God is leading the way. So anyway, where was I going with it? Oh, I was saying a wrap up for this week. I was like, what was I talking about? Anyway, y'all, these are your assignments for today. Don't forget, first of all, to read the final chapter of Proverbs. And let me know. Leave me a message on the podcast, y'all. Go to anchor.fm and click on message and let me know what you guys think. But here are your assignments. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what wisdom did you glean from today or any of the days that we've been doing the study of Proverbs? And then number three, share this post and this message with someone who needs to hear it. Now, don't forget, y'all know I always encourage you to jump into a service tomorrow and get your praise and worship on. But you know you can do that any day. I actually want to encourage you to do that every day. Worship, praise the Lord, worship the Lord for just who he is. But then also, let's grow in wisdom and knowledge and jump into a Bible-based church service that's going to help you be better at the end of that particular service. All right? All right, y'all. I love y'all, and I'll holler at y'all on Monday.